Schutz for Rabbi Yaakov David and Rav Moshe. The Rambam writes in the 13th paragraph of the Chassidus Sefer Rabbi Halacha Aleph, "V'shlosh dvarim nichnasu Yisrael lebris mila b'tfila v'karban, lebris b'mila b'tfila v'karban." Three things the Jewish people enter the covenant: bris mila, tefila b'mikvah, and karban. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, "V'karban kishenemar v'yishlach as b'nari b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olas aydei kol Yisrael ekrivim." Karban, because it says in the pasuk that they sent the young men of the Jewish people to bring olos. Through all of the Jewish people, he was makriv the olos. What does it mean when the Rambam says she'adei kol Yisrael ekrivim, through all of the Jewish people? What does this mean? We find something similar to this in the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Tshuva, parak Aleph Halacha Beis, with regard to the Seir Mishtaleach. The Seir Mishtaleach, the Rambam writes, "Lefishu kapara kol Yisrael kohen gadol mitzvata labaloshem kol Yisrael." You see this dogish of kol Yisrael. And therefore what the Rambam means is that since the Seir Mishtaleach was a carbon tzibur, the kohen gadol is mitzvata on it kevidui shel tzibur, vidui shel tzibur. He confesses the vidui of the tzibur. And that's also what the Rambam means when he talks about, says Rav Soloveitchik in his Harei Kedem, quoted in Sinan Kuf Chaf Hei, which is what we're learning from. So the Rambam says that he krivu al yidei kol Yisrael. This means that this was a carbon tzibur, this ola, and that means that the geirus wasn't a regular geirus of a yachid; it was a geirus of a tzibur. The carbon of the geirus was a carbon tzibur. The geirus was a geirus of a tzibur, and it wasn't for every Jew individually. It was an ish echad b'leki shechad b'leiv echad dika geirus. It was a tzibur dika geirus. And with this yisod, we can answer the famous kasha of the Maharal. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos, "Vayishma Moshe esam bochel mishpachosav kuflamet amaral," according to the pasuk, that they were crying about their families. Al iske mishpachosav, Rashi says, now they're not allowed to marry their relatives. The Jewish people were very upset after Matan Torah; they couldn't be with their relatives anymore. But why? What's the problem? Ask the Maharal and the Gurari in Parshas Vayigash, Gershon is Garik and Kaddish and Olad Dami. So they're not related anymore. So fakir, now that the Torah is given, you can marry all of your relatives. You can be married to all of your relatives. They're not related to you anymore. So why were they upset that they had to separate from their relatives? Sheikh Shmaisa talks about that. It's not Domino's test. But based on what we said, it's beautiful. That a Gershon is Garik and Kaddish and Olad Dami. When are you born again as a Ger? That's only when it's an individual Ger. Is born at the Tzibur Dika Geris. That doesn't cut off the Kirva. The geirus of Yechidim cuts off. Every individual has their own geirus. But when we're going in together as a tzibur, so then we remain related. The geirus comes together on all of the mishpacha. So therefore, the geirus doesn't separate us. The geirus keeps us together. Maybe if we're related, we remain related. It's a geirus of a tzibur. Mashenken, the geirus of a yachid. There, you say, Kekan Shenol Adam, he can marry his relatives. Based on this, we can also answer the kasha of the Ritzvan Ksubas Yir Aleph Amar Aleph. That how is the Geiris in Mantara Chal and Yisom Kitanim? They don't have Deya. And if you're going to say that it's because of the Din, that Geirish Kat Matbilin also Al Das Beis Din, then they could have proven this in the Gemara from this Din of Yisom Kitanim. Why do we mention when we have the din and the gemara of Ger Kutmat Bilan Osal Das Beis and bring a raya from Matan Torah? In fact, they wouldn't bring a raya from Matan Torah. So it must be that that's not the source. That Geris can be Chalai they based in. The answer is that this was a different type of geirus. This was a type of geirus. Normally, there's a chiddush that ger kat matbilan also das based, and that's something else. But this is a geirus of the entire tzibur. Since it was geirus of the entire tzibur, the male included even ketanim, even yisom ketanim who didn't have parents. This geirus included everybody. But we still need a source. We need to find out how you know ger kat matbilan also das based in. But as far as the Geirus of Har Sinai doesn't prove that, even though, yes, the Ketanim were Mizgayer, but that's only because it was a Geirus of the Tzibur. Geirus of the Tzibur includes even Ketanim. Shail is how Ketanim Yechidim can be Mizgayer. So you see, this big Yisod of Geirus of Matan Torah was a Geirus of Tzibur. Rambam writes in the 13th parak of Surah B, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Gimel, B'shalosha Dvarim Nichnasu Yisrael Lebris, B'mila B'tvila B'karbon. Three things the Jewish people entered the Bris: Mila, Tvila, and Karbon. Mila was in Mitzrayim. Shenemar Kolorei Alocha Bo Maloso Moshe Rabbeinu. They had Mila in Mitzrayim. Shekulam Bitlu Bris Mila B'Mitzrayim Chutz Mishevet Levi. V'alzenemar Bris Chayin Sar. They were all Mavatel Bris Mila except for Shevet Levi, and that it says Bris Chayin Sar. Utvila Haisa B'Midbar Koydim Matan Tor. Shenemar B'Kidash Tamiyam Amarcha B'Chipsus From Loso. So they also had in the four Matan Tor, they had Tvila. Sanctify yourself. Go to Mikvah. Wash your clothing. So you have Milan Mitzrayim and Tefillah Har Sinai. The Yisod of the Rambam is in a Gemara in Ksubis that there we see that Mila, we learn from Mila that was in Mitzrayim and Tefillah from Sukkah Mibad Matan Torah, but Pshuto, since also in Mitzrayim there was Geirus, like it says in the Gemara in the Rambam, that Mila be Mitzrayim was Milas Geirus. So it's Mukhruch that there must have been Tefillah with the Mila in Mitzrayim, because Gershom Ovel Lo Tavla Eno Gershom Ovel Yitbol. In the Gemara in Pesachim it says that he doesn't even eat carbon Pesach. So how did the Jewish people eat carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim without tefillah? So it must be that there was tefillah also in Mitzrayim. The only problem is that we learned the tefillah from Matan Torah. And the Rambam, it's Mavur Lahedya, that Mila that was in Mitzrayim was all they had. Tefillah was in the Midbar, not before. So we have to understand, according to the Rambam, how did the Mila help in Mitzrayim? They were still aser of carbon Pesach. So we see from this that the Iker Din Tevila, according to the Rambam, was only at Sinai when they were Nichnas Tacha and Kachas Kanfei Ashchina, and they were Makabal Al Torah Mitzvahs. But Maise Geirus in Mitzrayim was an Andrus or Geirus. It was Be'ikrael to be Parish Mitumas Akum, and to be included in Klai Yisrael, to separate themselves from their Goyishkeit. And for that, it's enough to have Bris Mila. Because there's a difference, as we're going to explain, between the Maise Geirus of Mila from the Maise Geirus of Tevila. Mila is primarily design focused on being mafkia the shame arel. The mechanics of the mila is that it removes the shame arel, and tevila is likanes bekahal yisrael ulekabel ol mitzvahs. Mila is to be mafkia the shame arel, and tevila is to be nichnas bekahal yisrael ulekabel ol mitzvahs. Mila means you're no longer an arel. Tefila means that now you're entering into the Jewish people in Rekabal Mitzvahs. Therefore, Mitzrayim, when they weren't yet Nichnas Labris, they didn't have the Torah. Mila was enough. However, it would seem that the most Tefila, all they had Tefila in Mitzrayim, because otherwise, how are they Nichnas Tancha and Peshkina? They had nothing. You have to have something. So for the Jews, it was, for the males, it was the Bris. And for the women, it was Mikvah, like we see in the Gemara in Yevamos, that the Ikar Makor of Tefila be most. As was otherwise, how are they nechans tachas kafei shchina? In Shem Berashi Yevamis Mem Vavamid Beis. We've seen the Tosefta Pesachim Agabi Shvachos Echad Pesach Mitzrayim Bechad Pesach Doros Mi Shehayu Lo Avadim Shelo Malu V'Shvachos Shelo Tavlu Ma'akvin Osum Ilecho BePesach. That somebody brought Pesach Mitzrayim Pesach Doros. If you have a Vadim that didn't have Bris Mila, and you have Shvachos that weren't Tovel, that's Ma'akev. Nevertheless, when Yaakov Omer Ani be Pesach Mitzrayim, because of that, he says, no, not always, but at least in Pesach Mitzrayim. So we see both according to the Tanakam, Rebbe and Yaakov, there was Tevila of the Shvachos in Mitzrayim. So you see, there was this Indian of Tevila already in Mitzrayim for the women. However, without the sheet of the Rambam, we can say that there was Tevila also in Mitzrayim, even the men, because we learn from the Tevila of Matan Torah that Tevila is Ma'akevus Begeirus, and if so, Bevadi there was Tefillah in Mitzrayim also, and that there was Tefillah again in Matan Torah, even though they already told in Mitzrayim. We can say that every Tosefes Kedusha is Mechayev Tefillah Chadosha, like Tosefes Geirus. And since in Matan Torah they were Mekabel all mitzvahs, therefore they had a Chi of Tefillah Meyuchad B'Shas Matan Torah. Maybe that's a nice Makor for those people who are going to Mikveh every day, Chassidim and others who want to remain pure. So you see this every day, you're Mekabel Torah again, no Seinat Torah. Every day is a new Kabbalah Torah. Mele, you need a Tosefes Chiyus, a Tosefes Geirus, just like the Jews had in Matan Torah, even though they're already Jewish. V'yisod lezeh, it would seem from the Tefillah of an Eved Kenani, that's Mishtachwer, according to the many Rishonim, it's Minat Torah. And it must be that the reason is because the Tosefes Kedusha, now he became a Ben Chorin, he was a Chayim in all the mitzvahs, not only mitzvahs Eishas Man Grama, but in all the mitzvahs. And we can say the same thing, that at Sinai also, since they were Nichnas Labris, and they were a Kabbal Old Torah and mitzvahs, now they have a chiyuv for a new and additional tefillah. The sheet of the Ritva and Yevamos Mem Zayin Amid Beis and Mukha Yosef there Tezayin Amud Beis Midape Harif, that Tvilas Shichur is only Midrabbanan. And according to this, it would seem to us that it would be Midaraisa, because you have to have this Tosefes, just like the Jews had in Mantara. So we can say that there, the tefillah that he was tovel l'shem abdus originally was a tefillah scales geres gemura, and it's also he's also already makabel ol mitzvahs. The only thing is that he had a din abdus that was ma'akev, that he shouldn't be mischayv in mitzvahs legamrei like men. But after he was mishtachwer and there's no longer an ikav of abdus, now he has kedushas Yisrael me'mela mikoches for his geres. But klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim were not yet makabel ol mitzvahs. Only at Sinai that was the Tchilas HaKnisa Lebris and Kabbalah Sol Torah Mitzvahs, and therefore they needed a Tefillah Mechudeshes, but not an Eved. So that's how we can explain the Shita that it's only Dirabbanan. The Taka when the Goy is Toivel L'Shem Abdus, that's a Geres Gemura. And then you have, like Tzi, you put on top of that now he's being Mischaib and more Mitzvahs because the Abdus was Ma'akev, so there it's a Dirabbanan Dik Tefillah. But the Jews at Har Sinai, who were now Nichas Lebris, they needed a Tefillah Menat Torah. The Shaila is, if they needed now to do this new Geiris, so why don't they also have a Tavis Dan Bris? Also, an Eved that's Nishtachwer, who needs a Tefillah L'Shem Shichwer, why does it need a Tavis Dan Bris? Look in the Rabban and Yevamis, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. However, apparently we can say that Be'emes, the Milas Geiris is different than Tefillah, because the Iker Din Mila is not Shaykh to the Etzem Maisa Geiris. The whole Iker of Mila is, like we said before, to be mafkia the shem orel ulotzio mitumas akum ashenkein tvila is part of the maisa geirus likanis tachas kanfei ashchin, and therefore Klal Yisrael, who already circumcised themselves in Mitzrayim, they were mafkia from themselves the shem orel, they didn't need a hatafas dambris bisman matan Torah, because they already lost their shem orel in the first Mila. Mila's lafkia shem orel, once you lose the din orel, Mamela, you don't need a Tavis Dan Bris. The Jews didn't need a Tavis Dan Bris at Sinai, and an Eved doesn't need a Tavis Dan Bris when he's Mishtachwer, because they already lost their shame Arul the first time they did it. And he is sold for this suggestion that Mila is not part of the Maisa Geiris, it's just a Mafkia Shem Arul, it would seem from the Rambam. 13th parak of Isur B'Alach Havav, parak of Alach Hain Alach Havav, the ain't in Beis Din, Ela B'Tevila V'lo B'Mila, the whole din Beis Din is only for the Mila, for the Tevila, not for the Mila, because the Ikar Ma'is Segeris is just the Tevila. It's actually interesting. Agav, in the mission at the beginning of Sanhedrin, it says everything that you need three things for, three Dayanim for. How come it doesn't say anything about Geiris? Where's Geiris in that Mishnah? It's Archean. From the fact that you don't need a Beis Din, you don't need three for Mila, it's because Mila is not part of the Maisa Geiris, just to be Mafki Hashem Arul. However, according to the Ramban in Yevamos Mem Hayamid Beis, it would seem that the din of Beis Din is a halacha b'Mila like Tevila, and so it says in the Torah Shulchan Aruch Yarder Resamaches Gimel, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch Kol Nyanei Ager Bein Lo Di Amitzes Lekavim Bein Amila Bein Atevila Tzarich Shiu B'Gimel Aksherim Ladunu B'Yom. So Mila apparently is equal to Tevila, and therefore Hadra Kusha L'Duchta. Why don't you need Hatafas Dan Bris? That's part of the Geiris process. However, we find that the Ramban writes in his Chedushin Tiyavamis Mevava Meralef Dibra Maschel Shekein that he's omed on the Shittas HaRambam that B'nai Levi Hayu Mehulim Gam B'Mitzrayim. So once they already had a Bris Mila, how are they Nechaz Tanchem Kachas Kanfei Ashchina? So first he says they were Mativ Dambris, and then he says no. V'linerdim din mila en chayavim lahativ da dohamalu v'lo damal arvim malu gavoni malu dohasim kevin the lomifkid di commandem lehili dami helkoch b'nei levi nidonik yinoshim likonis b'tvila tachas kanfei eshchina memila shelahem. They weren't chayav, they already did bris mila, all they had to do was tvila. The explanation is that only somebody who's Orel and who's Shaykh B'Mila, the Mila is part of the Maisa Geiris. If a person's already an Orel and they need to do Bris Mila, the Mila is part of the Maisa Geiris, but already who has a shame, somebody already has a shame, oh, look, I'm right, he's already Mufka Mimila, so he's like a woman, Linyanze. And just like the women, the Din Geiris is with Tvila, so too, Shevet Levi. So how is Shevet Levi Mizgayer? Just with Tvila? It's like we see in Tosas and Yevamos and Vavam and Beis, the Ramaskul, the Rabbi Yossi, that somebody who doesn't have a gid, his mila is nama akev, the geris. So you're also, it's like they don't have a gid, they already did the bris mila. They want to do geris, they did the bris mila, not else. They did it because they were, they wanted to do mila. They wanted to continue the tradition of mila. But it wasn't for geris. So what are they going to do now for geris? What they're doing now, the Kanatach Ben Shechina is just going to be Tefillah alone. So according to this, it's Pashit that the Jewish people also, when they were ready, Mal and Mitzrayim, even though B'Shas Matan Torah, even B'Shas Matan Torah, they have a Tosefes Geiris. They didn't need Bris Milah. It was enough that they had Tefillah. Because once they already had the Bris Milah and Mitzrayim, all they needed, it's just like Shevet Levi already had Bris Milah and Mitzrayim, all they needed was Tefillah, the Kanesach, the Kanfei Hashchina, so to the Jews at Har Sinai. Who weren't already Nimwal beforehand, but in Mitzrayim at the end they were Nimwal Tita Korban Pesach. In Memela, all they needed was Tefillah. The Ramban writes, "V'heim Rabbi Sainu at Tzarfutim Sholim Lama Ein Eved Meshuchar Tzarch Nami Mila Klamar Tavas Dam Bris Umetartzim Fidaitim Kevin De Tefillah Zomed Rabbanan Be'alma." He lo tricho lav letzar lasak and atzmo b'mila. Well, the deity call a nimol a mitzvah so in a matif dam el arayo ki isho with tefila nichas of das Yisrael kamosh to parash to b'levim. The Ramban says that according to one opinion, according to the French Mepharshim, so all an Eved needs, you don't want to endanger him again with Mila, all he needs to do is Tefillah, which is only the Rabbanan. But according to my opinion, says the Ramban, anybody who's nima la mitzvaso doesn't have to do a tavas dambris. He is a din of an isha, and therefore if the tefillah nichnasu ladas Yisrael, in the middle of the Jewish people at Har Sinai, they were ready nima l'shem mitzvah, but tefillah nichnasu ladas Yisrael. And Shevet Levi, unlike the men had needed mila and tefillah, but at Shevet Levi, they already did Mila, not part of the Maisa Geiris, and now all they have to do is Tefillah. No, today we learned Big Yisodos in Yanei Mila. We learned that in Geiris, we learned that the Geiris of Kal Yisrael at Har Sinai was the Geiris of the Tzibur. And that also explains how the Ketanim were included. That said, explains how they were still lesser to their relatives. And we also learned the difference between Mila and Tefillah. Mila's to be mafkia the shem aral. Tefillah's to be nechas the kedushas Israel. And the women and the levim who couldn't do bris mila either because they already had, like the levim, or because they don't have anything to do mila with, like women, in order to be nechas tanchas kach v'ashchina, they need tefillah. Whereas the Jewish men, they had their Mila before Karban Pesach, and then the Tefillah at Har Sinai. And we saw an interesting ha'ara, why in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah and Sanhedrin it doesn't say that you need three people for a Beis Din for Bris Mila. And we should all be zocha lulmo du lalamid lishma v'lasas v'lakaimus kol divrei salam v'torah sabi ahava amin v'yamein shalom shalom sviris and mas beloved.